It's the afternoon cruise here on Jazz 88, and we're chatting with Damian, the lead singer and guitarist for OK Go. OK Go is back in town playing on July 11th at First Avenue. And today we're doing a bit we're calling Damian Kulash Likes Jazz 2, connecting with personalities from all over the world, musical and beyond, who care about jazz and talking about some of their favorite jazz songs on the air. Damian, thank you so much for coming back to First Ave and also for joining with us on Jazz 88 today.
Of course, I'm honored.
Now, before we go the jazz route, I just want to find out, like, how are things going in the world of OK Go? I see you coming back to play First Ave on July 11th. What do you like about being back on the road?
It's the time on stage that I like. Most of touring is not fun, but that hour on stage is amazing. And Minneapolis is, of course, like, it's one of the greatest places to play because people are there's something about about an audience that is always juicy and receptive, especially at First Ave. I'm such a Prince fan that I think that my brain goes into Prince overdrive whenever I'm there. And I just love being in the Twin Cities in general. We got a new record coming out soon. We just finished it yesterday, so I'm really excited to move to be going from like the writing and finishing phase back to the playing and celebrating phase. And man, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, very, very cool. And we're really honored that we're talking today with you. And I know because I got some stuff sent over from your team earlier about some of the jazz that you're really drawn to. And I was just sort of curious, in what way have you connected with jazz in both your life as a fan and as a fellow practitioner of music?
The truth is, jazz has made me understand how much music is about experience and not about perfection and not about recordings and not about writing, if that makes sense. Like I remember after our second album many, many years ago, I think it was 2005, 2007, something like that. We toured for 31 months without stopping. We, mm-hmm. you know, more than 2.5 years we were on the road playing the same songs and, you know, just like night after night, after night, after night, trying to sort of like break through. And I remember ending that feeling like music is a horrible dead product that I like, what have I done to myself? And I spent a week in New Orleans and had my love of music returned to me via New Orleans jazz. It like the realizing that like music can be about what you experience playing it and what you experience being in the room while it's played and listening, not just like, did I get the, you know, did I crack the code to make people like a song? You know, it's a magical experience. And I feel like jazz taught me that more than anything else.
How do you take those principles and bring them back when you're preparing for that next tour and you got to get lighting cues right and you go, the guitar solo is always 22 bars. Like, how do you still breathe that different feeling into, you know, OK Go is like, a very solidified, choreographed rock band. How do you bring some of that spirit into what you do in the formats you have to deliver on?
Well, I think it's that, like, for me, it's just remembering that it's always about the communal experience, that it's very easy when you're writing a song to think about chord progressions and to think about, you know, what's supposed to come after that or what would be surprising and isn't supposed to come after that. But like you, it's hard not to wind up in the worlds of pattern recognition, you know, of music theory or even of just sort of like, what would the Beatles have done kind of thing. And like that. But all of that leads you into another world I love very much, but like sort of like math and science and logic, and they're very clinical and cold, and they can be very productive, but they're not always joyful. And the great thing is like that can be combined with just human joy. Like just if you continually remind yourself, like, what does it feel like to be a person standing in the middle of this room right now? It doesn't matter if the light cues are exactly right. It matters if the emotion is exactly right. And there's so much about jazz as an experience that reminds you of that it's like it's about getting lost in the moment rather than about getting the moment right.
Let's go to a tune that you recommended. That tune was first copywritten in 1921, probably older than that. Snooks Eaglin, a great vocalist and guitar player out of New Orleans, doing Careless Love. We'll listen to about a minute of that, and then I'm going to ask you a little bit about what had you pick this song. I'm chatting with Damien from OK Go.
Love, oh love, oh careless love. Can't you see what careless love do to me? You made me wrong, made me lose my happy home. It was love, oh love, oh careless love. You tied me to your apron string. You tied me to your apron string. You said that you loved me, and it didn't mean a thing. It was love, oh love, oh careless love.
That is Snooks Eaglin on guitar and vocals doing Careless Love. I'm chatting with Damien Kulash, guitar player and lead vocalist for OK Go. They're getting ready for a show at First Avenue on July 11th. He picked out some of his favorite jazz songs to highlight. He highlighted James Booker and a lot of great folks and a heavy New Orleans focus, but I wanted to play that one from Snooks Eaglin. When you hear that tune, what do you feel, my friend?
Everything. You know, like what I love about that, look, we've all heard Careless Love a million times, and it's a beautiful song no matter what, but it said it's so simple, and it's so heartfelt, right? Like simplicity is often the hardest thing to get right. And when I hear that, I don't hear playing, I don't hear singing, I don't hear performance, I just hear emotion. You know, like I just want to sink into the world of that universe he's created. And to do that with just a single guitar and a standard is like, I think it's incredibly magical. Like there's so many old blues songs like that we've heard a million times, and often I listen to them more clinically than I want to. That one just like whips me right in, and I want to sing along, I want to cry along.
Do you ever look at your pedal board and you go, I got 15 distortion pedals and I can't do what this man can do with an acoustic guitar?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like that is, you've said it better than I could. Like that's the truth about that recording. That's also the truth about that song. Anyone's version of that song is, it's like, think about what Bohemian Rhapsody took to get made, and how it's I love Bohemian Rhapsody. It's amazing. But can it do what Careless Love does? With just like, yeah. Careless Love, the simplest thing is the hardest to get, you know? It's so hard to get that right. And man, is it right.
Well, I agree with you there. I'm so glad you brought that into our world. I'm so glad you're coming in to the Twin Cities playing on July 11th with OK Go over at First Ave, a place that you've played numerous times, and I'm sure it's going to be a very, very awesome show. And Damien, I really appreciate you stretching out. I'm sure this is probably one of the comparatively few times you've talked about jazz on the record, and I really appreciate it, and I appreciate what you do as an artist, and thanks for spending a little bit of your afternoon with Jazz 88.
Thank you. Real honor.